AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump pumped his fist and waved as he left Trump Tower a short while ago, bound for the Manhattan courthouse where he'll hear criminal charges related to hush money payments. Correspondent Mike Sisak on what'll happen inside.
He will formally be read the charges. He will finally understand exactly what is in this indictment, which has remained under seal until this proceeding today. He will likely enter a plea. His lawyer has already said that he is going to plead not guilty. They may ask to have it thrown out. All told, the actual time we may see Donald Trump in court could be as little as 10 or 15 minutes. It's an extraordinary moment seeing a former president in a courtroom facing criminal charges.
Sagar Meghani on how Trump's playing it.
Trump has seized on the narrative, saying he's raised more than $8 million in less than a week. His campaign released another fundraising note this morning titled, "My Last Email Before Arrest." Trump's also said he's heading to a kangaroo court led by a judge who, quote, hates me. Even Trump's lawyer says that's not true.
Finland has joined the NATO military alliance, a historic realignment of Europe's post-Cold War security landscape triggered by Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Finnish President Sauli Niinistö.
The era of military non-alignment in our history has come to an end.
Republican lawmakers in Tennessee are moving to expel three Democratic House members over a gun control protest at the state capitol. The three led chants from the House floor with supporters in the gallery. A one-time chief of staff for former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has died after being confronted by FBI agents in a manhunt launched when he failed to show up for trial on corruption charges. And forecasters are warning of more severe weather and fire danger across the South and Midwest starting this afternoon. This is AP News. A defector from Vladimir Putin's Secret Service is calling the Russian president a war criminal. Charles Deledesma has the story.
On October 14, Russian engineer Gleb Karakulov boarded a flight from Kazakhstan to Turkey with his wife and daughter. He switched off his phone to shut out the crescendo of urgent, enraged messages and said goodbye to his life in Russia. But this was no ordinary Russian defector. Karakulov was an officer in President Vladimir Putin's secretive elite personal security service, one of the few Russians to flee and go public who have rank, as well as knowledge of intimate details of Putin's life and potentially classified information. Karakulov says he hopes to inspire other Russians to speak out. Our president has become a war criminal, he says. It is time to end this war and stop being silent. Charles Deledesma, London.
Karakulov was responsible for setting up secure communications for Putin wherever he went. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.